these gym teachers are such inconsiderate assholes. Like, I couldn't find my gym shorts today because of my stupid mama, and I didn't want to wear the lost and found ones. Why not? You know they don't even wash them. That's just so gross. And now I'm getting an F for today because that bitch and his stupid bitch rules. Why are you sitting here on the shame bench anyway? Oh, that does suck. I was so excited to run today, but everything's just so fucked right now. Whatever. At least we get to sit here on this shitty bench under this shitty tree, right? Oh my god, you should totally call that number. They probably have no clue that their phone number got marked into a bench. Ask them for a good time, too. Oh shit, you're really gonna do it? Hold up, let me get closer. I wanna hear their reaction. He sounds angry as fuck. Holy shit. That was fast. What did he say? What the fuck? That's fucking hysterical. Oh my god. I'd be pissed too if high school kids were calling my place every day looking for sex. Not that I don't like high school guys or sex. Oh, this bench is so creaky. This must be what an orgasm feels like. Hey, what's that in your pants? That can't be your phone since it's in your hand. Oh my god, are you hard right now? No, it's okay, I get it. All that shaking and me saying it was like an orgasm possibly got you going. It's cool, dude, I get it. It's not going away, is it? You really like me, huh? Well, we need to get rid of that hard-on before the period's over. You have a massive erection right now, and it's pretty obvious with those gym shorts. Yes, I said we. I don't usually do this, so don't call me a slut or whatever bullshit labels those judgmental pricks come up with. You seem really cool, and I like you. And you obviously like me, so let's do it, okay? Come on. Let's get behind the tree. No one can see us since they're all out on the blacktop anyways. Damn, you really like me, don't you? That's a huge tent you've got in there. If I were a guy with a schlong like that, I'd hate it if I got excited during PE too. And it'd be so hard to hide and everyone would probably make fun of me or whatever conformist bullshit they do. I'm gonna pull your shorts and boxers down to your ankles in case anyone comes, alright? Yeah, this is definitely the largest dick that I have ever seen. You want me to tell you you're bigger then? Oh, that's so weird. Oh, well. They said that to you? To this? Those douchebags got nothing on you. They're mean to everyone. And I'm not sure how I ended up with some of them. Anyways, they're all bark and no bite. Like, I could probably put two of their dicks end to end. And you were still bigger than them. You just have a lot of cock. Hey. Just be confident, alright? Bullies are assholes and they usually have issues themselves. They're definitely projecting on you. And as my psych teacher says, be confident and ignore them, okay? Things will get better. Like right now. Don't make a noise. We're still outside after all. Oh, this is your first time? Hmm? That explains a lot. A dick this big shouldn't get this hard so fast. But you being a virgin probably got so excited with me bouncing on that bench. My boobs were like moving in slow motion for you, I bet. Well, I was just gonna give you a blowjob, but seeing this thing in the open, it just got me excited too. And when us girls get excited, all pussies get wet. Here, feel mine. Mmm. Some girls like having their pussies played with. Oh, but we haven't got time for that. Here's a quick peek of my tits. Grab them quick, okay, and give them a squeeze. Mmm, feels great, right? Nipples feel the best, but let's not get slowed down. Here's what's gonna happen next. I'm gonna pull my skinny jeans down a bit, and then I'm gonna pull my panties to the side, and you're going to fuck me. And when you're about to come, be sure to pull out, since we don't have any condoms and I'm not on birth control. And if I get pregnant, you're going down with me, alright? Okay, so go. Stick it in me. Aha! Aha! Oh my god, you dumbass, that's my butthole, stupid! I'm not wearing a promise ring or anything, so don't fuck me in there. You see the hole below it? No? Okay, I'll stretch out a bit for you. That's my pussy. Put your dick in there and fuck me. And don't make that mistake again with anyone. Oh, fuck. Oh, you make me feel like a virgin again. Oh, don't just grab my waist. Let those hands wander. Just don't stop fucking me. Keep thrusting your hips. Oh, that's basically how you fuck. Oh, go deep. I know it's not all the way in yet. But I want it to be. Yeah. Fuck me like that. Pull my hair too. Oh, that's what ponytails are for. You're making me feel so good right now. Oh, this is incredible. Oh, it's like I was hungry. And now you're making me full. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, fuck me with that big dick. Oh, yes, this pussy is yours. I'm getting so close, just keep fucking me like that. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, that's what an orgasm really feels like. Oh, fuck. Oh, did that tick you? Pull it out then. I'm gonna jerk off and you can come on the tree, okay? I hate swallowing this and isn't porn, so I'm just gonna. So I'm not walking into that locker room with cum on my face or anywhere else. Just a tip though. If you rub your balls like I'm doing this while you're jerking off by yourself, you're gonna feel a lot better. You're getting close, aren't you? Ooh, here we go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come all over this stupid tree. Fuck you, tree. Dropping spiky balls everywhere. I'm just cleaning you up. I don't want you to stain your shorts with cum or anything. Well, I had a blast. Well, the tree did. So let's get out of here. The bell rang like a minute ago while I was coming, I think. So what's your name again?